Blog Talk Radio. Williams, I'm out here in Oakland, California. Michelle, I signed on a payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Checking Traps.
This your peeps, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
Your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
fashion is so seductive. Live.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategies, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio Campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-Day Radio Campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Here we are once again. It's the Black Business Billionaires Network Club. It is Friday. Lots going on in the news. We know that there's 37 convictions, federal convictions on Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump. He had 32 or 33 convictions in New York City with the finagling of campaign funds and paying off Stormy Daniels for her services or whatever that whole thing is about. The economic depravity of the African American community continues. The unemployment rate is high of 13%, and the economic disparities between African American homes and white homes is somewhere between $100,000. And we know that a white person with no high school diploma can make $15,000 to $25,000 more than an African American person with a college degree. So the beat keeps on going. Disparities keeps on happening, and things keep on rotating. So we're really in a financial crisis here in America, and it's hitting the African American community extremely hard. The financial conditions that's happening. So, but more and more and more, we must try to gather together and make things happen. More and more and more we have, but to our good, and the good news is that we have $3 trillion to the GDP, to the gross national product. We sell and buy, and we submit to, and we support, and we develop, and we invest in this government $3 trillion a year. And there has to be ways and means in which we can redirect those funds back to our community, back to those in need, back to where we really can get something out of it. That is the purpose of business. That's the purpose of business, is to invest and get a return. And and that should be the purpose of every individual. If you're buying things and you're just buying things and buying things and buying things, and you have no investment, no money coming back to you, you're not putting money out for money to come back, you're going to find yourself broke. You're going to find yourself in a tremendous problem. So we're asking you to invest. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club, the DSNR Consultants LLC, and the African American Independence Day just came back from the Dominican Republic, where we're developing and supporting low-income housing and condos and condominiums and youth shelters, a lot of youth in poverty in Dominican Republic. And we're supporting youth shelters, and we're building tourist attractions such as hotels with swimming pools and game rooms and exercise room, et cetera. And so we're involved. We're involved, the Black Business Network Club, via DSNR Consultants LLC and the African American Independence Day, and how they all work together. The one is a business generating funds. The other one is a developing businesses at the same time. And the other support for the community. Those are the things that the community needs. Is someone to develop, someone to push, and then someone to support. And so here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we're gonna have a membership drive eventually. The African American Independence Day, we'll eventually have a drive as well. And we look forward to servicing our community. We look forward to helping our youth. Most importantly, the youth shall inherit the kingdom of God. They shall be inheritance of it. So we look forward to helping our youth go back and forth. We're going to have a young lady on today, the Enigma herself, Mrs. Carol Smith, and she have jobs. She have jobs, and she's offering 1 year of reference to those who do not have a reference and need a reference. So that's all in one. That's a great opportunity for those who need employment. It's a great way for you to succeed and get things done as well. So let's work on that. Let's see how that can go. Let's see how that can work out. Let's see how things go forward. There's a lot going on in the African American community. A lot of divisiveness, a lot of challenges, a lot of nonsense as well, and we have to figure all that out. We have to make things happen. We have to adjust to certain behaviors and go forward. And so as we move towards better condition and better housing for our people, and we move towards economic healing for our people, as we work towards healing the finances of the African American community, we look forward to having you a part of this movement. So we want you to join the African American Independence Day, requesting independence for African Americans so we can be self-determining, self-individualized, self-develop, and we can have our own autonomous economy as well. We need that because most of the problem, 99.9% of the problems with African Americans is white Americans are envious, and they do not want to see you get ahead. And they're doing everything they can in their power to restrain that from you being able to get ahead, from you being able to sustain yourself, or you being able to take care of your family. They're trying to subsequently change that into something else. So my brother, my sister, I tell you, let's keep unifying. Let's keep coming together. As far as the business development, professional development, opportunities, creativity, political, social, economic advancement. We have all of that and then some. We have all of that. We're that person that everybody hates because his life looks perfect. He makes it look perfect. He do whatever he can to make it look perfect. And we at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, this radio program, we are trying to make being black and successful publicly acceptable and they are knowledgeable on the things in which he had to go through. So as we go forward here now, we're looking at more opportunities, more businesses, more things happening. We're looking for the Enigma herself, Ms. Carol Smith, to get on and to discuss some of the job opportunities and things that she's offering. We're looking for small businesses that exist that needs expansion money to develop and hire more people. We're looking for startups, good ideas that, you know, you have, some people, what's called intellectual property. We're looking for that as well. And, you know, as we get these things together, we shall work together to develop them. We're looking for sisters and brothers to work together, train others to understand the positioning of the conditions of the society today, the way it is, the way it's set up, and how things are happening. And so we're looking to change some of the narratives and get into a better conditions for the young people and our families. These who inherit the kingdom of God, they're all messed up right now at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then they're not going to ever changed their conditions so far. So we have to see what happens in that department. You know, we'll see how that goes. Well, as we move forward and we're looking on how things are changing, we will continue to fight for economics. And I'm not trying to save everybody. I'm not everybody's mama, daddy, sister, brother, whatever. But if you are a young person and you are initially trying your best, I can come 50%, you can come 50%, and we can make 100, and we can go forward. But I ain't putting all minds out there no more. I'm stopping that. Putting all my time and effort out to get jammed up with people who don't understand business itself. I have a real business, not a toy, not a play game, not some street thing on the corner. And there are provisions and processes in which I have to face and have to go through and have to get things done. So if you are a person, African-American, and you looking to move forward, and you young or whatever your age is, but you want to start a business, got a business going, need some extra help, we are willing to do that. We will do that, no problem, as well. But here we are now, and we're going to go to our other section of employment and opportunities with the Enigma herself, Mrs. Carol Smith. We're going to give her a nice hand, and she's going to take over the show from here. Let's give her a nice hand. Come on, people, wake up, wake up, wake up.
I appreciate that. I'm sure that a lot of young people heard what you had to say. As for me, I want to say thank you. A lot of people that I'm dealing with, my young adults, they already get help from their city or state. I motivated three young people to start their own business. Shaquan is going to be driving pretty soon. I hooked him up with the Zip Car. That's $90 for the whole year, and he'll be able to drive and pick up people. What you need to understand is this young man has two children, so this is not a, you know, a hit and run. He needs to get paid to drive and pick you up and the whole nine yards. I pay him. I expect everybody else to. I have another young lady that's been doing her cooking business with her 4 years old. She's in Texas. She's doing wonderful. In 5 months, she's bloomed and glowed all over. And I'm so proud of Zori and her daughter. So I give them a shout-out, and they got their own business and bank account, and they're doing the darn thing. I got a few people in Atlanta, Georgia, that have opened up some things and they still need help. So anyone that needs help to start or get motivation to do their own business, you can call me at 917-838-0699. That's 917-838-0699. I'm no longer the Enigma. My name is Carolyn Smith. I'm a former Marine. I will help you for free. I will connect you to things for free. Networking is what I do. You can look on your phone and try to make apps. If you're in a racist area, I will help you start your own networking within your church or basement as we did in the old days we could do now. You can start your own homeschool. You don't have to depend on the system. And you can start learning how to be an elective in your area for free. Okay, so once again, if you want to be in touch with me, that's 917-838-0699. I just want to make you aware that Mr. Shaquan has a Malibu that he's selling for $1,500. He'll give you the proper information. Let me give you his number so y'all can be in touch with him, and he'll let you know the condition of the car and what they're doing. So I'm going to give his number, and that's 347-908-7290. That's 347-908-7290. His name is Shaquan. He's selling a Malibu. I don't know what year, but it's only $1,500, and that can help him put a down payment on another car, and he could take $500 and, you know, go to Zipcar and be able to move around for the moment. So anyone that needs him at this time, that'd be a wonderful time to give him a call and assist him. He's learning to take the bus, so we're going to look at a few storefronts that he's interested in so he could get his Puff and Paint program going. He has his business license, so y'all might want to give him support. Other than that, I will no longer be with EWF. I repeat, I will no longer be with EWF. I will call in as long as I could get permission and let you know where you could contact me, and you could tell me what type of help you need, and I will give you support and help you as much as I can for free. Other than that, it's been a joy dealing with everybody and talking on the show. Hopefully I might get permission to come back again on Friday as a guest and give y'all more information, and y'all could give me a call at 917-838-0699. I'd advise people to start helping the black farmers, even if you have to chip in and buy a piece of the farm so they could keep going. That's what's needed. You know that the world is being controlled by the satellite dish. They're controlling the weather. They're controlling what you do and how you do. And most of the water that's drinkable are in bottles. Please look out for each other and look out for your senior citizens and look out for runaway children or children who are being held hostage or abused. They're very valuable to us. The other awareness I want to make you aware of is that Paris makes $500 billion off of Africa. $500 billion off of Africa. They might give them a good $50 million because they don't want them, and they are not allowed to network outside of Paris. If they do, they will lose their grant, and that will stop them from surviving. We have the same thing happening in Haiti. We have problems all over the world that's happening with people of color. This is time for us to start trying to unite. I'm a Native American black, and my people stay upstate near Winnipeg. They do not come to New York because of these things. They got papers from the day that they landed on Plymouth Rock. You need to understand you will not get any help from this government ever. Stop depending on lies and papers being signed. Even if your black people are in Washington, they're not helping you. They can't help you. They depend still on the white man. And the Republicans and Democrats are having a war. So the only thing we can do is help our youth start their own business and do their own thing. They're very capable of standing on their own two feet, long as we don't have anybody inhabiting, making them stagnated and making them crippled and not motivating them. I myself have had my business for 30 years. I'm asking for help from Dr. Winborn. He's going to help me to see if I could get a loan of some type, because I've been waiting around for the longest and I haven't gotten any service at all. So he's helping me. Personally, I will pay him so he can help me do what I need to do to further what I have to do with the young adults. So to all those that I know with the Ethiopian World Federation, I will try my best to help Africa on my own. And I will give donations on my own, and I will report what's happening in the Native American places that women are being snatched and held hostage and being raped and killed. Our Native American sisters are being taken off their their way of living and snatched up on the highways and things of that sort. And also I'll make you aware of what we need to do for Africa as far as sending them food and how we could go about beating this system, this worldwide system. We do not need to be BSing each other. There's enough of that coming from the Anglo-Saxons that we created. And once you realize we're the creator of mostly everything on this planet, including Egypt, and the Romans took over that and stole and killed everything that we ever had, so you didn't have knowledge. We are the creators of this earth. And we didn't go to college. Everybody didn't have $1 million. We started from scratch. And whether you was a sharecropper or a doctor, we had unity. So let's bring that back again. And once again, I want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure knowing y'all for 25 years. But as of this day, I no longer and I will not be part of the Ethiopian World Federation. I will ask permission to come on the show to share information. And on that note, I want to say I love you. May God bless you. And I'm out. Goodbye.
You taking any questions?
No. I gave my number, 917-838-0699. If you have anything you want to ask concerning your neighborhood, your children, prison, anything of that sort, you could call me and ask me there. So take care. God bless. It's been a wonderful ride. And may God take care of everyone and each and everyone on the program. Bye.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. And we're going to bring the man on himself. We're going to bring on Mr. Terrence Ruffin, who had gotten support from the Black Business Network Club, who got financial support for his business as we go forward. And just get an idea that we need to unify together. We need to come together. His business can bring on 10, 20, 30 other people to come work. So we're trying to find businesses where we can create jobs within our community. And so we're looking forward for you, ma'am, you, sir, to come aboard and, you know, make your business known, make it present, make it develop and help it expand. So we're going to bring on Mr. Terrence Ruffin. You're on.
Okay, hello. Hi, everybody.
So, yeah, we're just talking about, you know, supporting local businesses where people can expand opportunities for people to get employment within the Black community. And you have a business which you can expand it and you can hire other people, which is tremendously great. And what we were looking for when we were looking for candidates to receive funding from the Black Business Billionaire Network Club, DSNR Consultants, and we considered the African American Independence Day, because African American Independence Day is the driving force behind our business. It's a driving force behind it, because the African American Independence Day is an organization to help the poor, the needy, and young people, and people who are in repositioning themselves from jail to society, or from the military to society. That's another kind of readjustment has to be made, or from homelessness back to work, or children who've been displaced in foster care for all these years, and now they find themselves aged out of foster care, and they're lost. And so we at the African American Independence Day, working with the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, working with DSNR Consultants LLC, we're trying to develop economic opportunities in the community and Terrence Ruffin, Ruffin and Son Services LLC, is a business of that sort. And so we have Mr. Terrence Ruffin with us. He'll talk about his business and what he's doing and looking to go forward expeditiously with his business.
Okay. Yes. Everyone can hear me.
And yes, we can hear you.
I'd like to just, you know, once again say thanks to the Black Business Club Network for allowing me to receive funding to expand my business. And my business is a business that deals with the cemetery and funeral home industry, where I contract back out to the funeral homes in my area, where I provide the grave digging, opening and closing of the grave, and the lowering the casket in the ground. And I also manufacture the vaults, concrete burial vaults. And I also expand out into the plastic. We got the world of plastic coming in. We have plastic vaults, concrete vaults. In my area, really don't do plastic. We're a concrete state, so. But I do dabble in that. I serve two states. Actually, I serve about Florida, the two. I'm not far from the Florida line. I'm not far from the Mississippi line. I serve three states. And so we had the opportunity to, you know, teach young folks in about a craft of concrete finishing, heavy equipment, and professional driving, you know, CDL license. And we get point where we can transport from state to state. You know, we get some contracts, maybe someone in South Carolina or some of the further off states, Louisiana, Tennessee. We will have an 18-wheeler truck to move the product to some of the vendors out there, some of my customers who are in need of vaults and stuff. For the most part, I can't think of, I know about three black people that, black businesses that do manufacture from the from scratch, that makes the concrete barrier vaults. And for the most part, a lot of our loved ones and who get buried, all the urines or all the different products that it takes to take care of the dead, from the other side. And it's a lucrative business. And I do not bother me if I never buried a white person, if they don't call me. There's enough black people dying to take care of black. We born black, we live black, and we can die black. And we're going to die black. And then we can also hire a black company to take care of that service for you. Either way, I'm looking to expand one day to get the crematory system going, because that's picking up more and more. It was a time, especially in the Deep South, that black people didn't believe in crematory. But as the economic pressures get on the families and different situations arise, it's beginning to pick up popularity in cremation. So you have to adapt with the time. So Reverend the Center Services is going to try to adapt over to get the crematory system going also. And I want to press forward to some economical things that probably most people have not even considered yet. As we all know, July 1st, the United States federal government has moved to the digital dollar. And if anybody ever heard of cryptocurrency, that's an avenue for potential wealth building. And if we start educating ourselves in the cryptocurrency world, which, and I predict within 2025 or less, no later, that the paper money as we know it, the whole financial system is going to change. Paper money is going to disappear. We have heard this rumor and heard this rumor for years now, but paper money, as of July 1st this year, the United States has adopted the digital dollar, the CBDC, and that's crypto digital dollar. And so we got to get ready. Within the next 2 to 3 years, we're going to see a great movement that we had never seen before. It's the paper money, the dead presidents, the minted coins, all that finna go out of existence. And everything going to be done on plaques. The upside of it is an opportunity to make some money if you get in early and get on the cutting edge of technology. A lot of times with technologies and stuff, the elite and the educated or the informed catch those rides, like Silicon Valley, all the internet, the cell phone, all these things was right before I presented to you. But we sit around and never catch wind. You can take a little money, net $500, $1,000, $5,000, whatever you can afford. If you invest in some of these stocks, and when that thing blow up, $500 can turn to millions. So now we need to press the word Bitcoin. If anybody out there hearing Bitcoin, throw it on. There's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. And look into cryptocurrency. It's a lucrative business to buy your few of these. It really just digital stocks. They digitize in the stock market. Eventually, the stock market is going to convert over to a digital way of doing it. If anybody familiar with hearing AI technology, and that's artificial intelligence. That's a big move, and they done brought that out. So if you can invest in some of those technology companies, and all that's going to take over. And it ain't, and we have, you know, next 2 to 3 years, major changes in the way we do anything. It's going to go over to the digital dollar. So educate yourself on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. I have a platform that I have joined, and I introduced it to Doc on starting our own black bank. You call it a bank, but when your membership only is really a credit union, and it all requires $10 and recruit, tell two people, and $10 can turn into $160,000 within 15 days. But it's a strict process that has to be followed in order for that to come to fruition. And if you just apply $10 called compounding, I know some may be out there familiar with the circles or the boards or the flowering, and they kind of ran and polluted a lot of things because it didn't turn out to be fruitful. And a lot of people lost money fooling with that and lost courage. But this got some familiarity to that. But it do not operate the same way. You're dealing with compounding. And if anybody heard of compound interest, and a compound, if you take a penny a day and double it, say today you save a penny. Tomorrow, a penny, 2 pennies. The third day is 4 pennies. The fifth day or the fourth day is 8 pennies. And then so forth and so on. Do the math. So if we can join that Dr. Ron got that link out there. We can start promoting that. It's simple. It ain't going to break your pocket. I know a lot of us can raise $10 at the grocery store buying Kool-Aid nowadays, high things is. So it's not stressful to pay the $2, pay the $10. And it's also very simple. If you pay your $2, just tell two people. And that your link will not work no more once you get your two people. But the way the thing works, a chain is only as strong as the weakest link. And if the chain breaks anywhere, before you hit your 15 levels or get the many people it take to get you to the 15th level, it'll stop the process. But it's impossible, please God, without faith. Faith without works is dead. So not only we got to pray, we got to get up off our knees when we get to pray and go to work toward what we're praying for. All we know God is the provider, and God will provide anything to us, but we got to do our part. Now the fruit grows on the tree, but the fruit don't fall straight off the tree in your stomach. You still got to get out there, maybe plant the tree, cultivate the tree, and wait for the tree to come into fruition. And you got to have patience. The farmer don't never know what he's going to get when he put the seed in the ground. He don't know if that harvest going to come to fruition or not, but he got to do the work, and he got to have the faith, and only God can give an increase. We only look to God for the increase. We do our part. We do what we're supposed to do, and God give the increase. So this platform that I'm putting out, the Doc
Man, I need to look up and get the name of it. Let me find the name of it. I should have had it read if I'm going to talk about it. But give me just a second to look it up and get the name of it. And everybody under my voice, it's simple. We got to have unity among ourselves. $10. And that ain't no whole lot of money, but it take a whole lot of people. It's going to take unity to make this thing come to fruition. And the name of it is Global Dynamic Savings Group, GDSG, Global Dynamic Savings Group. And that's a unity. If we're going to get together and solve some of our problems, establish banks. They looking to establish banks all over the metropolitan areas in the United States. And maybe after they get a certain limit of banks, they might start coming to sort of suburbs or the rural areas down here in the South. You know, the South ain't the only place that got rural areas. New York City and state got rural areas. And all over the United States, you're going to have rural areas and you're going to have the urban areas or the cities. And they planning on establishing banks all over the United States with the effort of faithful black people that's following the prescribed recipe that they asking you to do. And I'm looking forward, and I'm hoping that a lot of people hear this. And I want Doc to speak on it a little bit more, too, about getting this link out. And if anybody need help, we're going to try to pull together. If you can't find two, well, we hope you do find two, because you ought to be able to get somebody. But we got to get protective people now. You're not looking for two people who are going to sit down on you. You got to have two people who got the vision, the motivation to pass the word. Make sure you get your two. The next person, pay your $10, get your two people. And that's all that's required. It's simple. I know a lot of pollution out there, but purify your mind, have faith, and get up and work. And this thing will work if enough people see the vision and work together. So with that saying, Doc, I'm going to close out right there. But like I said, the name of the platform.
Yeah, people, you get together. Everybody knows about compounding interest. Everybody knows that, you know, when you have a collective effort of total amount of people, you can look at the church. They take a love offering for the pastor. They take tithes and offering. So you give five, the next one give five. You got maybe 100 people in the church, 50 people in the church, 200 people, 2,000 people. Joe give 10, the other one give 10, and next thing you know, you got $4,000 or $5,000.
Right.
Instantly.
And I go back and go
unfortunately,
back. The grassroots of things, Doc. The other thing, look at it from this way. Do all of us remember the times when we had to bring cover dishes to an event, maybe a family reunion before we got so sophisticated? They assign you the blueberry pie, the other person bring the drink, the other person bring the ice. The other person, and nobody, all you have to do is bring a covered dish. And everybody bring that to the table. You can feed 500 to 1,000 folks with a little effort from just a little bit from everybody participate. Bring a covered dish. So this thing is like the same thing. If you bring $10, look at it as bringing a covered dish to a big party and put all your $10 together. And the next thing you know, you have enough money to feed the masses. Feed the masses. All right, Doc, take over right there.
Yeah, we have to come together, people. Economically, we understand it because we come from a culture of economic cooperative efforts. Black Wall Street was built on economic cooperative economics amongst black people. So the sanitation people were black. The restaurants were black. The dentists were black. The lawyers were black. You know what I'm saying? The scientist, the pharmacist was black. You know, the apartment landlord was black. The car dealer was black. And so that community built up a lot of money amongst themselves, and that's what they're doing, collective effort with the $10. So we all bring $10 to the table, and if 100 of us bring $10, that's thousands of dollars right there. So we have to learn to go back to our old ways. You know, we come from, you know, African Americans have been disabled by misinformation by a lot of people coming from other countries. I ain't calling no names. Historically, had a lot of people come to America from the Caribbean, from Africa, from all over the world, and tell African Americans how to run their life and what to do and how to change. We had a method. We had a great method. We had a wonderful method. Very successful. Without nobody coming. Nobody came to help. Nobody came to help during slavery, after slavery, and post-slavery. Nobody came to help. African Americans pulled themselves by their own bootstraps and did it themselves. I don't know nobody, no race of people, under the conditions in which African Americans came out of slavery, were able to build communities, build schools, build colleges and universities, hospitals, okay, nursing homes, okay, apartment buildings, out of nothing, because God make a way out of no way. And we know that. And we know that we heard our parents, that we have our grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great so forth and so on. Black people always say, God make a way out of no way. And sometimes it's just believing. You know, as much as people say about Jesus, one thing he told a woman with the issue of blood, he said, by your faith, not by me, ain't nothing I did, but your faith healed you. You understand what I'm saying? And so this religion is an independent thinking. It develops you to independently think for yourself by your faith, by your tenacity, by your ability, by what you believe. If you believe in yourself and so hard, God said you make one step, I'll make two. But you got to do something. And that's what our brother Terrence is talking about, getting out here with your little $10 and you tell the next person, next person, next person. How many people you know that comes to you every day with some kind of complaint about money? Or you got to say, listen, listen, I got a program you for $10 and da, 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 da. This was going to happen over a period of time. I don't know. A person got to be a fool not to spend $10. They go to McDonald's and they spend more than that on a Happy Meal or whatever. So it makes sense to me to put your money in some place where money is coming back. Why do the rich get richer and the poor get poorer? Because the poor lose money and they don't get it back. The rich gains money and keep gaining money and keep gaining money and keep getting it back and keep getting it back and keep getting it back. Poor people give away money. They buy frivolous things. They buy things to try to make themselves happy. Get a haircut every week or every weekend. Get a hair done every weekend, get nails, get eyebrows, get this and that done, get the most expensive sneaker in the store. That's a poor man mentality. A rich man got $10, he ain't gonna spend 12. He gonna spend a dollar or 50 cents. And he gonna take the rest, he gonna put it in something that's gonna bring him back some money. So I don't understand when people say, you know, why do the rich get rich and the poor get poor? Because quite obviously, the way you operate, what you doing? Check out your motive operandi. Check out what you doing. Check out how you living your life. You know, my father say a fool, anybody can make a mistake, but a fool keep repeating the same mistake over and over again. So check out your mistakes. If it ain't, Einstein said, you know, it's insanity to keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again and expect that you're going to get some different results. It ain't going to happen. You got to put in some changes. You got to do something to make a difference. And I'm telling you, listen, people, if $10 to help you make a change in your life, it's worth it. It's worth the effort. And you can help somebody else, and they can help somebody else, and that's what it's all about. It's about each one, reach one, teach one, this method. When you got something, when y'all go to a movie and y'all tell everybody named mama about it, y'all go to a restaurant and eat some good food and y'all tell everybody and their mama about it. They're not paying you a penny. They're not getting the restaurant and giving you a dime for advertisement. They're not giving you a penny to tell Joe, to tell Dick, to tell Harry, to tell Tom. You go to that movie, you see that movie, you go run around and calling everybody in your neighborhood and all your family about how good the movie was. Ain't nobody paying you to waste your money on your telephone and your time to promote this movie. You get a pair of sneakers, you go and tell everybody. Want everybody to see it, want everybody to know about it, want everybody to know where they can buy it at. And you're not gaining one penny from it. That's advertisement. The best advertisement, the first advertisement, and the last advertisement is going to be the word of mouth. Me telling you and you telling somebody and we telling somebody. That's the strongest method of marketing anything in the world. Because why? Because if you know me, you trust me, and I tell you it's good, you're going to go out and get it. So I'm saying this method, if you tell enough people, you'll get some people on board. But you got to get out there and start talking about it and telling people about it.
Right.
Because everybody needs some money, extra money. Everybody needs extra money. I don't know nobody don't need extra money in America. Even the rich people need extra money. Everybody trying to get their hands on some extra money. The rich do it because they don't want to spend the money they got in the bank already. They want to reserve that for whatever. So they do. So they go looking for extra money, extra ways to raise money, to get money. The OPM, they call it, other people's money. So everybody needs extra money. And that's the key to what this whole program is about. You find the person and you let them know that person needs extra money. The person that's begging you for money or the person that constantly telling you they ain't got no money. Well, you ain't got no money. I got something for you. Check this out. Try this. It's only cost that. And I'm sure people spend more money on lottery tickets. Hundreds of dollars on lottery tickets. And not even 100% sure they're gonna hit.
That's right. Doc, can you hear me? Can you still hear me? Got me?
Yes.
I'm muted.
Yes.
Hey, Doc. Also, too, can we establish somewhere? It's a webinar that come out on this this group that we promote. Is there any way we can get the link to the masses off this show? Is there a number that we put out on WhatsApp or put out there somewhere where I can?
You have a number for them to call?
Yes, I got my number.
Oh, you want?
And I want to.
Yeah, you can give your number. You can give the African American Independence Day number, y'all. Y'all can call African American Independence Day at 914-913-2078.
914-913-2078.
And is there any way we can email me?
Right.
And you can email me, R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. R-E-V-R-O-N, the number 11, at gmail.com. Do they have like a poster or something that they put out on the internet that we can copy
right.
and paste?
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I need to try to get the link out there somewhere. Maybe I put it on Facebook or something, and they can come to my page on Facebook and get the post, get the link.
If they have a advertisement that they put out on the social media, the links and the Instagram and TikTok and Twitter and Facebook and all these social media, if they have a flyer or something like that that can be copied and pasted onto different sites, yeah, we can put it on our Facebook page, on our Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, whatever.
Okay, well, what I want to do is just post the links that they can go on the webinar and hear from the horse's mouth, the CEO, that can explain everything about what the process is and what their goals and what they're trying to accomplish in the black community. If there's any way I can post that where they can, where people on the radio, on the sound of our voice, that can get to this link so they can tap onto it to hear the webinar.
Yeah, I'm saying once they, if they got a message or they got some kind of advertisement or they have somewhere we can go online and pick up it and put it onto our different websites, I'll put it on my social media, my different sites. If they got a number, people can call in and get information, you know, either or.
Okay, well, I got to check into that. I do have, you know, the webinar link where you can go on and listen to the program in great detail. Any questions, any comments, anything you got, they can help them, you know, all kinds of ways directly. So what I do, Doc, I'm going to send that thing to you and see what you can do with it. The web.
Okay. Yeah, send the web, not send the link, send the website. If they got a flyer, that would be great, that we can just post in different places and people can get it from there. But people don't let this fly by. You know, take advantage of this opportunity.
Every Friday, we're going to mention it every Friday until we get some movement. So I will send it to you, Doc. And let you go from there.
Okay, yeah, listen, we're going to have a flyer. We're going to get information, but you can always call me to get the link. I think Terrence, you had a link that you sent that you were texting the people.
Right, that the link was just for the sign up. What I'm trying to get out now is get the Zoom calls and so you can come and listen to the whole program.
Yeah, should be on the link. That should be on some kind of website or something that we can text to different people.
Next week I'll be better prepared. I get into it and see what they got that I can.
Well, if you can call her tonight or tomorrow, whenever, and she can get you the link information, I'll definitely put in, you know, text it over to my phone and I'll text it to other people.
Okay, I got that. I got that tonight. It's coming to you in a few minutes on WhatsApp. All right, Doc, you got it on WhatsApp. That will be for the Zoom calls where you get further information, detailed information, and get all your questions answered. They do Monday through Friday. They do Tuesday through Thursday. So they on all the time. So it'll be at your convenience and your time schedule. You catch up because some of it in the daytime and some of it over in the evening.
Yeah, people, we want you to get involved. This is a great method to unite the black community together, African American community, whatever community, Caribbean, African, whatever it is. This is something great that you can social when you're in your social group. If you're in a sorority or fraternity, you're in a club, you're in an organization, you're in a church. This is great stuff to join people in with you. You got your friends, your family, your niece, your nephew, your kids, your aunties, your uncles, you know, you got your family. You can start with them, have some sit down with them and tell them the information that you have received. Do the videos, show the videos and stuff like that. And you know, a lot of people have these kind of networking parties where they bring a lot of people together and show them different kind of opportunities. And that's a big thing out there now because everybody needs a dollar. Everybody needs an extra dollar. Everybody needs to make some money. Don't have a lot of time, but, you know, people need to make extra money. And so things like this is a great opportunity to make that happen. So we want you to support. We're going to go to a break here.
If you have ever owned a slave, please raise your hand. Slavery is not our fault. We didn't do it. We didn't cause it. It's not our responsibility, but it is our shared history. And when we try and turn it into something that it's not, when we try and make more light of it than it was, then we are denying who we really are, and we are impeding our ability to truly move forward as a community or as a nation.
In most cases in the South, that's the way it worked, because they were treated as family, and they knew what they had. They didn't know what they were being faced with if they left.
So your view is that enslaved people were treated as family?
That's basically the way it was down south.
So what I want to talk to you about is part of the ugliness of our history. I want all of us to understand just how we laid the groundwork to own other human beings as property.
And so I think what I'm looking at are shackles that were designed for an adult male and shackles that were designed for a child of maybe 3 or 4.
Yes, yes. 41 of the 56 people who signed the Declaration of Independence owned other human beings as property. When they were talking about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, they saw that as being completely consistent with enslaving people.
Question. What kind of things happened here?
Lynchings or hangings took place here on this very spot.
Black folks here in Charleston refer to it as the lynching tree.
America has demonstrated its greatness time and time and time again, and America is one of the most racist countries on the face of the earth. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. It is not an either or.
There must be a revolution of values in our country, because some of the values that presently exist are certainly out of line with the idealistic structure that brought our nation into being.
I was 11 years old in 1968, and to my young eyes, we had been on a path toward racial justice that was amazing. There was the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, and we were seemingly, to me, at a tipping point where we were either going to roll forward with this incredible momentum on racial justice, or we could roll back. And then April 4th happened, and King got shot in the neck, and it felt like the whole thing just rolled back.
And a man grabbed me by the arm and said, "We don't allow blacks in the gym." And I remember turning to y'all and I said, "They've got a problem with the clock and with what's going on here. We all are out here. We're leaving."
I didn't know that.
I figured not.
Once again, America is having to look at issues of race dead in the eye. And once again, we are at a tipping point. And the reason I'm asking us to think about this is that literally the future is at stake.
And Larry, he came out with his hands in the air and said, "Don't shoot." Put the shotgun in his stomach and pulled the trigger at close range.
And what I'm going to ask us to do tonight is to have a naked lunch moment with race in America. It's that moment when everyone has to take a look at what is really on the end of their fork.
If I may ask you a question, Jeff. Perhaps if Dylann Roof was educated, if he understood that he may not have gone down this path, what are your thoughts?
This is not going to be easy, but I can promise you this. It will never get easier to have an honest discussion about race in America than it is right now. Because if we wait, it is only going to get harder.
The Larry that you heard referred to in that trailer was a young man named Larry Payne who was 6 years older than I was, and he was killed in Memphis, Tennessee the week before King was assassinated, 1 week to the day. There was a march in support of striking sanitation workers, and that march broke into violence. Larry was confronted by a police officer who put a shotgun in his stomach and pulled the trigger. And his memory has been one of the things that's been forgotten about the garbage strike and the movement in Memphis. So I am Jeff Robinson, and I am a criminal defense lawyer from Seattle, Washington. And you could be asking, why are you here and why are you doing this? And that would be a completely legitimate question. And this is the way I'm going to answer it. In 2011, I became a parent because my wife's younger sister, Jeannie, who lived in Queens, New York, was suffering from MS and she passed away. And her 13-year-old son, Matthew, my nephew, then became my 13-year-old son because he was being raised by Jeannie and Jeannie's mother. Jeannie passed away in April of 2011, and her mom, my wife's mom, passed away in November of 2011. So Matt lost both of his parents. His father was never in the picture, and he moved to Seattle. Now, I was terrified about being a parent because I didn't know anything about how to do that, and I was scared a lot. But I was more scared because there was a young black man that moved into my home. And my work as a criminal defense lawyer in Seattle had been for 30 or 35 years working on issues of racial justice, working on issues for clients of color, working and speaking around the country on these issues. They were very important to me, but they were academic to a certain extent until Matthew showed up on my doorstep. And I got scared. And one of the reasons I was scared is that there had been a narrative going on in America about young black men for more than a decade, and it went something like this.
They are often the kinds of kids that are called super predators. No conscience, no empathy. We can talk about why they ended up that way, but first we have to bring them to heel.
Bring them to heel. As soon as you start talking about human beings like they're animals, get ready for some really bad shit to come. Because that's how we do it in America. We dehumanize people before we start to treat them as less than human. And so I was scared and I didn't know what to do, and I just started reading. And as I started reading, I was shocked. I didn't even know what I was looking for. But I started reading facts about our history in America that I had never seen before, that I had never heard before. And it was just scaring me, and it was shocking me. And it was shocking me because, as I said in that clip, I was born in Memphis, Tennessee in 1956, and was assassinated in 1968. The civil rights movement wasn't something I read about in a book. It was what we were living when we stepped out the door of our house in the black neighborhoods in Memphis, Tennessee, every day of our lives. And yet I was reading about these facts about our history that I had never heard before. I have had one of the best educations in America. I went to Marquette University and Harvard Law School, and nobody ever taught me this stuff. And so I felt humiliated. And then I felt angry because I thought, well, how come nobody taught me this? And so I thought, I'm going to forgive myself and get pissed off at my teachers, and I'll blame them. And then I thought, well, how could they have taught me if they weren't taught? And the amazing thing about this stuff is that these facts are hiding in plain sight. All you have to do is go and look, because human beings, from the time of the cave drawings in France that are 30,000 years old, human beings have a trait that has always been part of our existence. When we think we're doing something important, we write stuff down. And we keep it so people can read it later. And our history, from the time the colony started, is written down in plain fact for anybody that wants to take a look. And so I started to take a look, and I started to do these presentations about 7 or 8 years ago. And as they developed, I kept doing them, and I gave a presentation in 2017 in New York City. And one of the people in the audience was a woman named Sarah Kunstler. Is Sarah's father-in-law in the audience? Do I hear anybody? Could you stand up and introduce yourself, please? Thank you, John, for coming, and I please give him a hand. Because Sarah Kunstler is the daughter of the famed civil rights lawyer William Kunstler. And Sarah came up to me after the presentation and said, I'd like you to meet my sister Emily because we own a film company, and we'd like to make a documentary about your presentation. And I thought that was the most stupid thing I had ever heard in my entire life. 1 year later, we are performing in Town Hall Theater on Broadway in New York City in front of a sold-out audience with 7 cameras filming. And since that time, we have gone across America filming interviews to put together a documentary called Who We Are, A Chronicle of Racism in America. What I'm here to do tonight is to give you an idea of what this documentary will cover and to give you a sense of the arc of the documentary, because I think that's perhaps the most important thing about this film is the arc that we're trying to cover. When people talk about slavery and atrocities that have happened in our past, what we often hear is, yeah, but that was a long time ago. It doesn't have any impact on the way things are today. And that's something that I want to challenge with this film. And so what I'd like to do is to walk through 4 segments of this arc. And this won't be everything that the documentary covers, I promise you that. But it will give you a flavor for the things that I think can make America look at who we are differently and can make us take steps that we have not yet taken in our existence. This stuff was hiding in plain sight. The term white supremacy is a difficult term and an extreme term, and I think it is used, and some people feel that it might be overused. What I want you to consider is that white supremacy was one of the founding pillars of American society. Now, if you think that's an overstatement, in the documentary, we will walk through the historical documents that will lay this out clearly. But some of what you'll see is that we know in 1619 we have these records of 20 and odd enslaved people landing somewhere near Jamestown, Virginia. But did you know that by 1790, American cotton production had grown to 1.5 million pounds a year? Has anybody on the stage ever held a freshly picked piece of cotton in your hand? And I don't mean something out of an aspirin bottle, but like out of a field, no twigs. How much does it weigh? I can't tell you how many cotton balls that weigh near nothing it took to get to 1.5 million pounds, but I can tell you how many enslaved people it took, 700,000. In 171 years, America went from 20 and odd enslaved people to 700,000. And the details behind this story are part of what we will paint in the documentary with historical documents. Many people will say, if you're talking about the history of enslavement in America, you really can't talk about the colonies because that wasn't America yet. America didn't happen until we broke away from England. And what I'd like you to think about in terms of the arc of this story is that the white supremacy that was at the heart of the economic life of the colonial Americans was doubled down upon when we wrote our Constitution. Article 1, Section 2 is the 3/5 clause. every black person in America was counted as three-fifths of a human being. If I asked people in this room before I started this presentation, what is affirmative action? Almost all of us would say, oh, those were programs of uplift in the 60s and 70s directed at the black community. And then at some point the U.S. Supreme Court said, hey, that's reverse discrimination, and now there's kind of a balance. I'm not quite sure where it is. Many Americans think affirmative action started in the 1960s. Can you think of a more powerful form of affirmative action than giving one race of people the right to own another race? Article 1, Section 9, no ban on migration or importation of such persons before 1808. The word slavery, enslaved or slave, did not appear in the Constitution until the 13th Amendment. We'll get to that in a minute. Because the North understood that the South was upset by that word. It was kind of harsh. And so enslaved people were referred to as such persons. And no ban on migration meant that we need to keep the ships going to Africa to bring more enslaved people back because we are getting rich off of this. We can't cut this trade off until 1808. Article 2, Section 1. Each state shall appoint a number of electors equal to the number. One reason, to give the southern states a guarantee that they would have a significant role in electing the president of the United States. And here is where you will hear letters from people like Patrick Henry. Remember him, y'all? Give me liberty or give me death. Well, when the Constitutional Convention was happening, people thought they were doing something important. So they wrote stuff down. And Al Gore hadn't invented the internet yet, so people had to write letters to each other. And Patrick Henry, you will see in the documentary, an actor reading Patrick Henry's letter about there are 236,000 blacks in Virginia, and fewer none in the northern states. Multiply 236,000 by three-fifths, and you still get a big number, especially considering the size of America at the time. This was done directly to further the interest of the slave-owning states. Article 4, Section 2, no freedom for any runaway slave must be returned on demand. And I was telling Art earlier, I've been giving this presentation or some version of it for 7 or 8 years, and I have just realized recently that this document says an incredible thing. This part of the Constitution makes it clear that from the first day that this country came into existence, America turned to its law enforcement officers and said, your job is to control, contain, and suppress every black face in America. We wrote it in the Constitution. Because if there's no freedom for a runaway, what does that mean? The United States Marshals Service is on you to bring you back to your owner. And finally, people say the folks that wrote the Constitution were brilliant, and they were. Go back to Article 1, Section 9. No state could pass a law saying you can't bring enslaved people from Africa into our state, because that would be unconstitutional. But these folks were wily. They said, what if folks try and amend the Constitution? And so they doubled down, and they said, you can't amend Article 1, Section 9 until after 1808. They were going to keep those ships coming. The word slavery is mentioned once in the 13th Amendment, which did not rid America of slavery. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime, shall exist within the United States. That means that slavery and involuntary servitude do exist for people who have been convicted of a crime. Think about the new Jim Crow and mass incarceration in the light of this amendment. This was not done by mistake. And the documentary will demonstrate people knew exactly what they were doing when they wrote this amendment. So I wish I could see a show of hands. How many people know who the Colonial Marines were? I am trying to demonstrate how we have been deprived of the truth about our history.
If you were never taught who the Colonial Marines were, the Colonial Marines were escaped enslaved people that fought for the British in the War of Independence and during the War of 1812. Why? Because the British said, if we win, you get your freedom. And the Colonial Marines in the War of 1812 were part of British troops that attacked the Americans right outside of Washington, D.C., drove them back into Washington, D.C., and set the White House on fire. And one of the people who was watching that happen was Francis Scott Key. And 3.5 weeks later, he was in Baltimore Harbor watching the bombing of Fort McHenry. And after 25 consecutive hours of bombing, when he saw the American flag still flying, he became overcome with patriotic fervor, and he wrote the poem that became the national anthem.
And where is that band who so vauntingly swore that the havoc of war and the battle of confusion of home and country should leave us no more? Their blood has washed out their foul footsteps' pollution.
We have with us as well Dr. Benjamin Bridges, and you all know him from Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation, Saturday nights, tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m., 347-857-1311. We're going to open up his mic and hear what he has going on for tomorrow.
Yes. Thanks for having me on your video show. And like you say, it's really interesting getting the information on slavery, because that's one of the reasons why you see what we see today. You know, it was like racist police officers killing our witnesses, and even if you have other ways that it could happen, you still see.
So we gave him the applause today, and so happy to have you.
Yes, indeed. Glad to be on. You know, how out of the past, how the reflection of what's going on today is here. But the bottom line is the real focus is bringing about some positive things from the negativity of the past instead of living in the past. That's the important thing, because if we can really start to focus on how we can bring about positive change into the present time, that's when we can really see a great and wonderful new reality for ourselves and for our people. And that would be a great thing, you know. So all I can say is, you know, and us staying focused on bringing about that positive change, that would be good. And one of the things that we spoke about before, in us supporting black businesses, that's a good thing too, because creating new black businesses and supporting businesses that are, you know, up and running, but some of them are, you know, having a difficult time because they're not getting the support from us. And one of the things that, you know, really blew my mind was that when you look at the fact that we got 1.8 trillion people from the 50 million people that are here in this country, and they purchase 97% of the money that they spent on different products and different services from different companies and things from different races, and not even from their own people. So now to reawaken our people to the fact that once we start to focus on really supporting our folks and taking the responsibility to really see what we can do with that, that's going to be a great game thing.
And you have
Brother, 1.8 trillion, a good portion of that is going to come back into our community.
Brother Terrence had a wonderful program.
Instead of us, you know.
Yeah.
And that's
Brother
a good
Terrence,
thing. So
Brother Terrence had a program.
That's going to be a great opportunity.
Brother Terrence had a program. He said you put two. Brother Terrence had a program. He said you put $10, I think it's $10, 15 people, and you get back $160,000. Brother Terrence, very quickly, say about that program again. You put $10, and it's 15 people, and you get...
Yeah, well, it's more than 15 people, 15 left. What it is a crowdfunding unity among the black community to build banks and to establish banks. And they got 15 left. And all you have to do is just pay $10 and bring two people along with you. You got to secure two people to bring on, and all that's required of you. And just go forth, so forth, and so forth. If a chain is only strong as its weakest link, if we can link up and get enough people, and this thing can be done in 15 days, and it's $163,000 that you can turn to within 15 days if the people follow the recipe that they prescribe. Like I said, it's faith building, and you got to have faith. Like I stated before, it's impossible to please God without faith, and it's in faith without work to go. So it takes a little work to make it go, but it's
and
real
you said
simple.
It can happen in 15 days, brother?
It can happen in 15 days if you get the word out. They're like Ron made a good example of when we go to the movies, and it was a good movie. We'll run out and tell everybody, you don't get a dime for all that advertising you're doing. And this right here, if you put $10 and run tell people, you can earn yourself up to $163,000 within 15 days. If that ain't good news, what is? $10 can turn into, now it takes a lot of people. So we got to tell people, make sure we pass the word through the community. Pay your $10 and tell two people and follow the process to the letter, and you will experience $163. It can be done less than that. It'll take more than that if you break the cycle. If somebody, I can't find two people. But we willing to help. I'm willing to keep pushing it. I got my feet. I'm on level 5-6 right now. And I don't have nothing but nine more levels to go to $163. $163,000. And so if we do our own advertising, right, it's very simple. It's not complicated.
Terrence, give your number again.
My number is area code 205-742-8818. And people, you can text me or call me, and I can give you to the webinar with all your answers and all your questions. And clear your understanding of what you need to do from the CEO of the company.
Dr. Benjamin Bridges, you can have him on your show tomorrow night.
Yeah, we can talk on this in more depth, and the other brothers.
Terrence, you can come on tomorrow night. Terrence at 7.
I do my best.
In regards to the 15 days, but the one thing that's left out is you're supposed to get two people, and then your two people are supposed to get their two people, and
that's
one
correct.
Day. And that covers everything. So really what it ends up being is four people a day within 15 days, and you can get $163,000, within being able to do that. And four times 15, brother, is 60 people. But the bottom line is that this is a great opportunity because, like the brother said, when you can actually bring those many people together in unity to just put up a mere $10, and then you can walk away in 2 weeks or 15 days with $163,000. That's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. And not only that, but the main focus on this on the other side of the table is to utilize the money that they're going to be getting out of this to create black business banks. not just for business, but for black people in general, you know. And this is going to be a good thing because the way that the banking system is rigged against us, it's very difficult for us to get business loans, to get money, you know, to buy houses and many other things. And that's a big problem in the country because we want to make sure that there is a brick wall of difficulty there. But if we have black banks that are focused and designed to help our people, that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. People, we're at the end of the show right now. We want y'all to come on tomorrow night, everybody, to follow up on this $10 one time, $163,000. I know I'm in for $10. You know, you can't beat it. That's a great recipe for success. So tomorrow night, people, 8 p.m., Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with Dr. Benjamin Bridges and Mr. Terrence Ruffin will be on to continue to explain about the program. We thank you. God bless everyone. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Peace and blessings.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People go.
People
go.
Your life has been out of control. You're confused. But
don't worry. Your thoughts, it will get better.
It's gotta get
better. It will get better.
It's gonna be
better. It will get better.
Cause
God is
in control, y'all. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Hey.
Find the praise
within your heart.
Within
get better.